The Predators notched their biggest win in franchise history this week. That has surprised many and churned up a huge new following. But behind the scenes, the Predators organization has been preparing for this moment for years. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
It sounded bold a few weeks ago, a Stanley Cup prediction by the chairman of the Predators, Tom Sigaran. He was telling the Metro Sports Authority about a sign that hangs in the Predators' office. It spells out a lofty goal for the team and its venue, which is subsidized by the city. The sign reads,
Bridgestone Arena will be the number one sports and entertainment venue in North America. And its centerpiece is a Stanley Cup winning Nashville Predators hockey team.
The success of the team and the arena, vitally linked.
And the reality is, 7 years ago, we were, I believe, the 26th most active arena in North America. We're now number five.
That stat rolls together all events at Bridgestone, where revenue is up 9% over last year and by a whopping 76% since 2012. The organization credits its concert booking strategy and $15 million in upgrades to its seats and luxury boxes. As for the hockey, Sigaran quotes ESPN. The magazine ranked the Predators the best in the NHL for fan experience and affordability.
The days of will we stay here? Will the team go bankrupt? You know, when was the last time you heard that? I haven't heard it in maybe 4 years. You don't have to worry about that.
Of course, a winning team helps. The Preds have regularly made the playoffs for more than a decade. That can lure even loyal fans of other teams, like Nate Eggert.
My family's from Chicago, so we're like big Blackhawks fans, and the Predators kicked the crap out of us first round, as we all know. And I'm kind of converting at the moment because you guys are playing really well and you deserve this.
For fans like him, it's hard to ignore the case the Preds are making on the ice, regardless of whether they notice the business maneuvers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.